Kareem Bowles, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddush and daf Yud Zion. And we're here at the bottom of Tes Zion of a base, right, well into the Eved Ivri Sugyas. Today we're going to talk about pretty much two topics. One of them is the gifts, the Hanukkah, that the Eved Ivri gets when he leaves a person's his master's house. And we're also going to talk about the Yerusha, ironically enough, Yerusha of a Goy, right, the inheritance of a guy, and we'll see how that plays and meshes together. We're here on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, about, I don't know, 10 lines up, probably 4 or 5 lines up on the skinny lines. Gufa, let's go back to something we said at the end of yesterday. Elu Manikim Lahem, these are the Avadim, right, the types of Eved Ivris that get a Hanukkah, they get a gift, right, when they leave. Ayotze B'shanim, if the guy leaves at the end of years, at the end of 6 years, if Yovel, by Yovel, Mitzvah Zadon, if the master dies, Amma Ivria, B'simanim, by the name Ivria, if she goes out when she becomes an Arab. Ava, but Boreach, but if Yotze B'giron, Boreach, comma, but if someone runs away, right, from his master, meaning before he was done, right, V'yotze B'giron Kesef, or he pays back his debts, right, again, we have Giron Kesef, concept that an Eved Ivri can kind of pay back the rest of his years if he gets some sort of windfall or whatever. So Emanik and Lo, they don't get anything. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, Boreach Emanik and Lo. Again, so that's the Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, Boreach Emanik and Lo. It's a beginning Kesef Manik and Lo. He says that if you run, the guy runs away, we don't give him gifts, but if the guy pays his way out, he still gets the Hanaki, he still gets, let's say, the severance pay, shall we say. Rabbi Shimon says, Arba Manikinlahem, right? There are 4 people who get Hanukkah. Shlosh B'Ishba, Shlosh B'Isha. Right? 3 by a man, 3 by a woman, meaning that, not that that's 6, right? But there are 4 types of people who go, of Eved Ivri, who get the Hanukkah. And it happens to be that 3 of them apply by a man and 3 of them, right, apply by a woman. It doesn't mean that they're different, right? That most of them are, there's some crossover there. And that's what the Gemara explains, right? V'yeta yachalomer arba be'achamehem, and neither by a man or a woman who's an Eved Ivri or an Am Ivri has all 4 ways of getting the Hanukkah. L'fisha ein simanim be'ishva r'tziya be'isha, because here, these are the ones that are left out, right? There's no such thing as simanim by an Eved Ivri, right? A guy sells himself at an age 11. It doesn't really work like that, but whatever, okay, fine. He doesn't go free at age 12 like a Nara does, like a Am Ivriya does. And by Ritzia, there's no concept of boring a hole in the woman's ear, right? That's not a thing. So that, you know, by Yovel or whatever, when that goes out, that doesn't apply to a woman. So those 3 kinds by a man, 3 kinds, right, by a woman. So the says, Menani Mili, where do we get this from? Where do we get this from? So the Tanur Rabbanan of the Braisa says like this. Now it's Kedai, probably Kedai to read the Psukim. Let's just quote over here, right? It doesn't have both of them listed, but see if I can do this right from a little bit of memory. Right, the Pasuk says, right, the see a key, it happens to helps to be a Balkori. Right, ki machelcha achicha hevri, o hevri, ha? Pavarchashi shanem, right? You should get, when you get an Amen Ivriya or an Eved Ivri, and he worked for 6 years. You send him out, right, what's it called? Right, you don't send him out with nothing. Right, hanik tanik lo. Something like that. You should give a Hanukkah, Hanik Tanik, right? Give him some sort of gift, right? When you send them free. Again, the Pasuk says Beferish, right? It's Parshas Re'eh, not Parshas Mishpatim. There are 2 places where we learn about Eved Ivri, right? The famous one is a Mishpatim, right, to the beginning, and then you have in Parshas Re'eh, this is these Pesukim, that you have to give him this Hanukkah, this concept of a gift. So Gemara is basically going to darshan those 2 Pesukim pretty much straight for the next, you know, for the next little bit. So the Gemara says like this. Minon, immediately, how do you know that this is the whole concept of a gift? You might have thought, right, that you should only give a gift who leaves after 6 years, right? Again, that's literally the context of the pasuk. How do you know you should include all those other cases? Right, when you send them out, right, meaning that says it twice. Meaning when you send them out, obviously that must be referring to, right, different people, and the guy's not going to be sent out, right, the same time, twice, right? So it must be different people who are sent out. You might have thought that I'm going to include Boreach v'yotze b'gerum kesef, someone who runs away and someone who goes out, you know, when he pays back his debts. Tamalom v'chisa shalchanu chavshi me'imach. Therefore, the pasuk says, only when you send them out for free. But misha shlucho me'imach, right, someone who is, you know, sending him out from you, right, yotze boreach, right, that excludes someone who is running away. V'yotze b'gerum kesef, and excludes someone who is paying back his debts. Saying shlucho me'imach, because the freedom, the shliluach, is not from you, right? You're not the one who's setting him free, right? Either the guy's buying his freedom or the guy ran away, so you don't have that. So that's Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Meir says, again, if you remember, Boreach imanikan lo, right? But someone who runs away, you don't give him gifts, why? Dein shilucha me'imach, because he's not being sent away by you. Avo yotze b'gerum kesef, but someone who goes out after paying back his debts, shishlucha me'imach, what that is, Rabbi Meir says, that is called you sending him out for free, not for free. You're freeing him, right? So therefore, right, that's considered to be, then you will give gifts to that type of person. Boreach, so then now the Gemara asks, Boreach Hashlama Boy. So the Gemara now, fine, comma, period. So now the Gemara says, one second, Boreach Hashlama Boy. That why in the world, right, again, that he doesn't need, I mean, if we said that by a Boreach, by a guy who runs away, right, he does not get the gifts. On the other hand, right, Boreach Hashlama Boy, right, a Boreach needs to finish up, right, the years, right, that he didn't serve. Right, guy sells himself for 6 years. He runs away after the second year. Right, he still owes this guy 4 years. So if you look at Rashi, Hashlama Boy, right, the Hashlam Sheish, right, the guy is still got. He's obligated to come back and pay off, right, and finish his servitude. Right, so when he finishes servitude, after he comes back or eventually, right, and finishes his six, why don't we give him gifts? Right, the Gemara is assuming at this point that we don't give him gifts, right, after he comes back and finishes off, let's say, the 4 years that he's missing. The Tanya is one of the brides. How do you know that the guy runs away? He's got to, you know, come back and pay off his debts and finish his work. Right, he's got to work away for 6 years. You might have thought that even if he gets sick, he has to make up that time. Therefore, the pasuk says, right, he goes free in the seventh year, right, even if he got sick. So why doesn't he tell? And again, that last part is not so relevant, but why do we not give yet to someone who runs away? So Rav Shesh says, Zachum Ayaskinon, Kigon Shaborach, Pagabo, Yovel. The case is where the guy ran away. Wait, when did he not get the gifts? When he ran away, and then Yovel hit. Right, you might have thought, "Oh, the apik lay Yovel shulucha me'imach karelay." You might have thought that since he's now, he doesn't have to go back to his master. Yovel just freed him, right? So he doesn't have to go back. So that might have thought, you might have thought that is called him being sent away from the master, right? That shulucha me'imach karelay v'lo nignasei v'naniklay. And you might have thought that we should give him gifts for that. Kamash v'lo. Therefore, my Tanakama, they're going to tell me. Mayor also is going to tell me that you don't give gifts in that scenario. Okay, Amar Mar, again, we had said that Yachal Afilu Chala Tamalom Rav Ashvias Yetze. Again, we said that we said a minute ago that if you might have thought that if ever gets sick, he has to make up, right? No sick days, right? You got to make up all that work. So he says Afilu Chala Kol Sheish. Really? Even if he was sick, okay, gets sold, and he has Rachman Son, God forbid, an illness that takes 6 years, right? Does he not have to make up that whole time? Right, you tell me that if he gets sick, he doesn't have to make up the time. Really, if he's sick for the entire time, he doesn't have to make it up. Right, if he's sick for 3 years and works for 3 years, that's it. He doesn't have to make it up. But if he does, right, if he is sick for the whole time, then he does. Some Rav Sheshes, but Usa Maisa Machat. No, the case is where it's 3 and 3 and he doesn't have to make it up. It's where he's maisa machad. Machad is a needle, right? He's doing work while he's sick. Again, even he's sewing. Like, how much energy does it take for him to sew or her to sew? Right, so that's fine. In that case, he doesn't have to make up the work because he was working, albeit in a perhaps slightly different capacity. So Gemara says, one second, Haguva Kasha, Amrat Achal Shalosh V'Shalosh, Ein Chayv LaHashim, right? Again, the Reisha said, if he works for three and is sick for three, he doesn't have to make it up. Ha'arba Chayv LaHashim, implying that if he's sick for 4 years, i.e. a majority of his servitude, right, so then he has to make it up. The Seifa says, Chal Kol Sheish Chayv LaHashim, says that if he's sick for all six, can't wrap my tongue around that, if he's sick for all 6 years, then he has to make it up. But how about Inchayv Lahashlam? But if it's less than that, right, then if it's for four, then he doesn't. Gemara says, Achikamer. No, this is what it means to say. Chol Arba, Nasamik Shekala Chol Sheish, Uchayv Lahashlam. Yeah, if he's sick for more than, for a majority, if he's sick for 4 years, then it says, if he was sick for all six, and he has to make it up. Okay. Tanar Ba'a Wilan Rebbeisa. Kama Manikan Lo. How much, right, of this severance pay, shall we say, of these gifts, you have to give this evident every when he leaves. So Chameshlaim, the Tanakam, Rabbi Meir says, Chameshlaim Mikol Min Vimit. Five slaim from each min, from each type. What do you mean? From each type? So if you look at the Pazuk, trying to find, yeah, if you look at the pasuk over here, you have it in Gimel on the Torah. Or Hanek Tanik Lo Mitzon Nacha Umigur Nacha Umigvecha, right? From your sheep, from your gorin is your grains, and Miyekev is wine, right? From those three types, you have to give, right, five slime, right, from each. Five slime from each, meaning a total of 15. That's 15 slime. Devar Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shloshim. You have to pay 30. Sela, meaning they're not 15 but 30, kishloshim she'alav, just like the 30, right, of a slave. What's the 30 of a slave? Pasuk says if an ox kills a slave, right, so then the master has to pay 30 shekel. That's the value of a slave. So that's how much you give in every when he leaves. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says chamishim. No, you give him 50. Okay, chamishim shev erichin, right, which is the 50 again. Erichin is a person pledges his value to the base of Mikdash, right, the different types of fixed values to different people. So Rabbi Shimon says you have to give him the highest amount, right, of those potential erichin. Amar Mar, right, when we say chamish shlamin kolmin v'min chashem chamish shrei shlamin v'Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir min yon asal shminan. What Rabbi Meir is doing the math for us, right? What does he say? Five shlamin from each min, which is 15, right? We know there's only three, right? That's only three of them. So we know five times three, right? Pretty good. So why do Rabbi Meir have to repeat that? I have to say that. So Kamash Malan is teaching us that Mivtar Hudula Mivtar, right, he can't give any less. Right, Mahay Minyana from this total number of 15. Vibatsale Mikhad Mina, less lanbo. Right, but if he wants to kind of move things around, like give him like the, say, three sheep and seven wine, you know, I feel like I'm playing like Settlers or something. But maybe in the oven, but whatever. But that's okay. I mean, as long as it comes right to a total of 15. My time, Rabbi Meir, was Rabbi Meir get from. So yell if Rekam mi bechor. Yes, gzir shava Rekam, right, from bechor. Malahalach chamish slime afchan kanch chamish slime. Just like when you redeem your firstborn son, it's five slime. So it says the word Rekam there. It says the word Rekam over here. Five and five. That's the halacha we learn from one to the next. I've aimed chamish shloim mikulhu. Okay, fine, but you don't by opinion of Ben, says the Gemara, you don't pay five from each min. You just pay five. So why don't we say that over here as well? The Gemara says because of rachman lebesof kidamarta kidamarta. If you would have said rekam at the end of the pasuk, meaning after all this stuff, again the pasuk says, where's the pasuk say, where is it? No. Well, that's the pasuk of the Torah, or that's the pasuk of Pidyon. Right? The pasuk says, "Pater chamor tifdeh v'sevim losav tifdeh v'arafto b'chol b'chor b'nachat tifdeh v'lo yeru panai reikam." And by Evid Ivri, yeah, it's on my base. No, I guess it's not on my base. All right, either way, right, losav shalchan reikam, it says don't send them, right, without any gifts. So the Pazik says, right, and that is, so basically, if it would have said after all of those, it's not listed after, it's before, it's not listed after all of those, if it would have been at the end, so fine, you would have thought that it's only five. Pazik says, Rekam Beresha, right, so now that you're telling me that Rekam is at the beginning, right, meaning it says all of the following things have to be Rekam. Right, Sadi Rekam Atzon, Rekam Agoran, Rekam Ayekev, right, the word Rekam is going on those three things. And therefore, you have to pay five from each. Okay. Pinyal Rekam Rekam the Olas Meriah. Why don't we have Xer Shava to Rekam Rekam to Olas Meriah, which is only 2 months, not five Sela. Right? So the Amakra, Hashem Racha, Hashem Okecha, right? And the Bracha, which Hashem give you, right? Again, Hashem has blessed you, so you take the higher amount, right? Between the two. Okay, one second. Fine. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shloshim Ker Shloshim Shavet. Rabbi Yehuda said to give him 30, like the 30 of the Evet. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Shita? Where does he get it from? So he has another different Gzer Shava. He has Yalef Nesina and Nesina May Evet. He has Gzer Shava one from the next, right? From Evet Ivri to the case, that's not an Evet Ivri, that's a case of Evet Kanani that got killed by the shore. That's what we said before, that you pay 30 Shloshim Kesef, 30 Sela, I guess, really. Right? Malahal and Shloshim Afkan Shloshim. Right, I have an elef nida sinim sinim erichin. The Gemara says, why don't you learn it from erichin? Halam chamishim afkan chamishim, and therefore you should hold like Rabbi Shimon, who says that if you have the shev 50. So Gemara says, chada, first of all, the tefasim are below tefasim. The concept of Gemara is that if you have two options, you should shoot for the lower amount because you'll definitely get it. Right, again, a very fascinating one when we apply that. But basically, that if you shoot for the higher amount, right, you won't have taken anything. Right? If you're trying to pick up a bunch of melons and stuff like that, if you shoot for 100 melons, you can drop them all. But if you take 3 or 4 in your hand, so then you'll be able to carry it. So that's the idea, that we were going to shoot it for. If you have two options, we're going to shoot for the lower amount. That's first of all. The Odin also Evid me Evid Havel El Melaf. Rabbi Yehuda is much more comfortable right learning from Evid Ivri, from Evid Kanani, not Evid Ivri. Excuse me, from Erichin, which is Lachora, completely not related. Rabbi Shimon says, Chamishim, Kachashim Ishim Be'erichin. My time with Rabbi Shimon, where does he get that from? Kumar Nesina Mesina Be'erichin, right? Sure enough, he learns the Gzer Shavu we just quoted. Malahal Chamishim Afkan Chamishim. And the Gemara says, Eim Apachos Be'erichin. One second, if you're connecting Evid Ivri with Hanaka to Erichin, there are a lot of numbers there by Erichin, right? Again, a lot of different values for different people. Why do you take the highest number? So Gemar says again, as we said before, right? Because Hashem has blessed you, so we're going to give the highest number, and Hashem has blessed you with a lot. Now we flip it backwards. Vanela Nisina Nisina Me Evid. Why don't we learn it from Evid Ivri to Evid Kanani? Malahal and Shloshim Afkan Shloshim. And so just like the Evid Kanani gets killed, right? You pay him, pay the master 30 slimes, so too over here. First of all, tafasta maruba lo tafasta, right? I mean, it doesn't make sense that you should learn from Evid. I mean, again, this is a support, meaning that this backs it up, right? And Evid me Evid leila me left, meaning the argument of Evid leila me left, meaning the arguments we said before, basically that it makes more sense to learn it from Evid Kanani and not Erichin. So Gemara says Enochinami. So we have a different Gzer Shava. Rabbi Shimon Micha Micha Gomar. Micha means this person is Asher Machachicha Yimach. Person is poor, is not doing so well. So he learns that Gzer Shava, right? From what's called from. Where is that from? Right, from Erichin, right? You have the word, I'm not sure whether, v'chiyamucha chicha, v'chimachu be'arkecha. Right, so you have the word mach by both of them, so you connect, that's how you connect the two. Hishlam l'arim me'er, ha'ne dechtiv k'son g'arn v'yekev. So again, the Gemara just asks, it's kind of like, ties all together. Agav, the Gemara does not ask, right? Very often, the Gemara will ask, why didn't this guy hold like that guy? Right, what does this guy do with that guy's drasha? So you can't do that by Gzer Shava, just talking methodologically. You can't do it by Gzer Shava because Gzer Shava, right, is only based on Mesorah. It's only passed down one for the next, right? You can't just make your own Gzer Shava. Right? You can't just make your own, right? That's something that's only passed down to the next because a lot of the words are similar, right? You have a huge Torah. You have the word Vaidaber. You have the word S. You have all these words that are all over the place, right? Again, just inevitably. So you can't just kind of connect it to, oh, it says Vaidaber here and it says Vaidaber there. No, that's not a thing. You have to get that from your Bame. So that's why the Gemara now doesn't say, why doesn't this guy hold like that guy? Because you can't do that by Gzera Shabbos. All right, anyway. So Bishlam Rabbi Meir, Hanim Kstichtiv Gorin Tzon Gorin V'yakev. According to Rabbi Meir, who says it's 5 times 3, right? 5 slime for each of the types of stuff. So that's why he lists, right, the 3 types of stuff you should give him. Elder Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Hatzen, Gor, and Vyakev Lamali. What do they do that? Why does the Pazuk mention that according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda? So, by Lele Kedetanya, they use it for the following. Yachol lo yehema nikem elemitzon gor and Vyakev. You might have thought you should only give from those 3 things. Minayin the Rab is called Davar. How do you know that you should give or you can give all other types of items? Tamalom, Hashem Racha, Hashem Elokecha. Right, that Hashem has blessed you. So the question says, "Okay, Matamalom, Matzon Goren V'Yekav." So why did he give us that example? Right, Lomelcha, Matzon Goren V'Yekav, Miuchadim Sheishna Bechlal Bracha. Right, Afkal Sheishna Bechlal Bracha. Right, just like those three things. Right, are Bechlal Bracha. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. Right, they keep on providing more. Right, sheep and what is it? Grains and wine, all of those things will reproduce, quote unquote. Sheep obviously will reproduce by themselves, and grain and wine will grow from the ground. Right, they will continue having more of it. So anything else, right, that is able to do that, right, is shayach for the gifts you can give him. Yatsu ksofim, which is again meaning excluding money. Money does not do anything on its own. Yes, in Echanami, and the Gemara is even gonna mention this in a second, that you can use money to do other things, but money inherently, if you leave a dollar bill on the counter, it's not going to turn into two. Right? The counter is not going to just pop up another dollar bill. The dollar bill is not going to split into two. It's not going to meet another dollar bill and go out on a date and have, you know, children, whatever. And so the dollar bill is a dollar bill. So that's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Shimon, I'm sorry. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Yatsu Parados, that's going to exclude a mule, right? Which is obviously mules cannot have offspring. Rabbi Shimon Prados Meshabchem Gufayu. What does Rabbi Shimon say? No, Prados mules. Right? You could get mules. Right? They can get. I mean, they themselves. Not you could get more mules, but they themselves will get bigger. Right? Again, a little mule. Right? Can't carry as much as a real mule, an adult mule. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Ksofim Avi Buviska. When Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov didn't exclude money, he excluded mules. Right? He didn't exclude money because money can be used. Right? Again, to, you know, make a good business deal, you invest in the stock market, you leave it in the bank, you get interest, etc. Right? So money can theoretically increase according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Utsricha, and we need all of these. Right? All of these cases. The because of Rachman Tzon, meaning you need Tzon Garden V'Yekav. You need all of them. If you would only read in sheep. Habamina Balichaim in the Karkalot. You might have thought it's only the gifts you're gonna give him is things that are alive. Because of Rahman and Goran, therefore even grains and stuff from the ground as well. Because of Goran, Habamina could do the Karka in Balichaim Lo. And if it were only written grains, you would have thought that he cannot give him animals. Because of Rahman and Son, therefore it says so. So Yekev Lamali, but what do you need to mention the wine for? So depending on who you hold, like Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Either to exclude money or to exclude, right, the mules. Okay. Tanabana, we learned in a brisa. Asher beracha, Hashem alkecha, Hashem gives you a bracha. There we go. Yachol nisbarach bayis b'glolo manikim lo. Lo nisbarach bayis b'glolo e manikim lo. You might have thought that only if your house was prosperous while this Eved was there, do you owe him any gifts. But let's say you had bad luck. Right, maybe you shouldn't have to give him any gifts when he leaves. Tamalom, therefore the pasuk says, "Hanik tanik, mikol makom." Right, we're going to give him a gift regardless of how you're doing financially. Mk, matamalocha moma Hashem berachcha. So why does the pasuk tell me that since Hashem blessed you, give him a gift when he leaves? Hakol lefi bracha tenlo. They should give it according to shayev, according to, right, to the bracha. Meaning, if you really, really, you know, made a millionaire, right? So give him a ton. Right, but if you didn't do so well, so then you should probably just give him the basics, right? The 5 times 3, let's say, according to Rabbi Meir, etc., or whatever. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Elazar ben Azariah says, "Dvarim kichsavim." Meaning, this is the psukim are as they are. And nisbarach b'ach biglalo manikin lo. Lo nisbarach b'ach biglalo ain manikin lo. That's only if you did well. Right? Do you have to give him a gift? Right, and if you didn't, right, so then you don't have to give him a gift when he leaves. I am Cain Matamaloma Henik Tanik. Why does it say therefore? Why does it say it twice? To definitely give him a gift. That's simply like the way the Gemara speaks sometimes, like people usually talk. Interesting that if the master dies, right, the Eved Ivri is going to go and serve the son, right? Oh, but not the guy's daughter. Right? If he's only has daughters, right, so then he goes free. Ama Ivriya in Oved as Loz Ben Velos Abbas. Ama Ivriya goes free regardless when the master dies. Hanirtsav Amnim Karlov Kochavim, but someone who, and Evid Nirtsa, who bore a hole in his ear. Vinim Karlov Kochavim, if he sold, as someone who sold to a guy, in Oved Loz Ben Velos Abbas does not, right, serve either one, right, if the master dies. Our Rabbi, we said that every over the Sabbath, how do you know that then every should go to the son, right, not to the daughter. If the master dies, tana rabbanan with under the brisa. Right, you should work for you for 6 years, only for you, not for anybody who inherits. So ata omer lechavul liyorish or ino ella lechavul lebein. Maybe the drasha should read not for you and not for an inheritor, but maybe you should read for you and not your son. Tamalam, whatever the pasuk says, k'shu omer sheish shanim yavod harei leben omer. Right, it says that you were served 6 years. Right, that the son is the only one. Right, that the eved has to serve, meaning that the pasuk doesn't say vavadcha sheish shanim yavod. It says 6 years he has to work. Right, not for you, but he should work for 6 years, implying that if the guy dies, master dies, then he goes to his inheritors, then he goes to right his son. Therefore, why does the pasuk say later, or maybe earlier, I don't know, he should work for you, I guess it's later, but he should work for you? Again, those are conflicting psukim, right? One in Mishpat and one in Re. Okay, anyway, so why does it say, therefore, he should work for you, for the master? The chavul of the yorish, right, only for you, right, for the master, but not the inheritor, meaning that he should only work for the son, right? One inheritor, not anybody else who might inherit the person. Right. So why are you right saying that the guy should that every should work for the son and not the brother? Says because the son right could potentially marry an ama ivria right if they have yud, and also he's the one who's going to kind of get his the ancestral plot right that that he'll redeem it to make sure that it doesn't you know kind of stay by whoever buys it or the kohanim or whatever right by yova. So since the son is the one who's going to be doing these things with his father, he's the one who we should include. So Adar Abba, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe the opposite is true. Marvani is ach, she can come talk us of the Yibum. Well, there's one thing the brother does that the son does not, obviously, is that he can do Yibum. So Gemara says, no, klum yishibum, elu makam shein ben. So the Gemara says that exact point. Yibum only exists if there's no son. Hayesh ben and Yibum, right? The son, therefore, overrides the brother, even by Yibum, because if there is a son, then there is no Yibum. So Gemara says, el taima adika hapircha. Right, halav achi achadif. Okay, so fine. Say this in economics. Since that's the only reason you're going to say son over the brother is because son overrides the brother by yibum. Right, but without that, right, it seems like the brother would be stronger. So the Gemara says, but typically the hachatarti v'hachachad. Well, you could forget that. You don't need that that whole song and dance, that whole discussion we just had a second ago. You could have said the son right, has two places for where he could be for the father, either by yud or by redeeming right the steachuza, right, and by the brother right, he only has yibum. So it's 2-1. The son is stronger. So Gemara says steachuza nami hai pircha. Right, no, because steachuza, because the fact that the son is able to redeem the steachuza right, for the father, that's got a kasha on it. How the kanafka lay. Latana, right? Klum yesh yibum, right? Elba makam shein ben, right? Meaning that, one second. How do you read that? Sorry. Okay, so basically the Gemara in Erechin, the Fchafei, right, does this exact back and forth to figure out who redeems, right, Aste Achuza. So since the Gemara actually used this back and forth, you can't say 2-1, because we're learning, right, from the fact that the son is stronger than the brother by Yibum, right, that is the second one, that is actually what makes us, the son, able to how we learn that the son is the one who deals with the inheritance plot and the steachuza. So it's not going to say 2-1, right? It's really just the Yibum one that is the strongest argument over here. Okay. Amar Ivri she'eino oved as lo zaven v'lo zavas. Amar Ivri goes free when the master dies. Manan immediately, how do you know this is true? Amar Rabbi Pada, not Rabbi Pados, but Amar Rabbi Pada. We compare an Amma Ivria to an Evid Nirza. Right, And those are the main of just like a nirza, right? When the master dies, right, he goes free. Right, and so too, right, Amma Ivri as well. But one second, we need that pasuk, right, that we need it for something else. We need it, look at the Tanya, for this braisa. Right, that pasuk teaches me that you should give her gifts when she leaves. Maybe, right, you're telling me that that pasuk teaches me you give an Amma Ivri gifts when she leaves. Maybe you should really tell me that she can do Ritzia, that she can have her ear bored, and she can stay till Yovel. Shu Omer v'Omar Yomar Ha'Eved v'Lo Am Ivriya Haretzira Omar. So the Gemara, right, the Pasuk Torah already told us that, because it says v'Omar Yomar Ha'Eved. If the Eved says that he wants to stay, right, then you can put a hole in his ear. But that's only an Eved and not an Amma. So we already learned that. So therefore, Hama Nimekayim v'Afla Maschot Asakein. So therefore, what does that Pasuk teach me? That teaches me Lahanek, that she gets gifts. But if you need that pasuk to teach me that she gets gifts, right, how could you tell me that she is not going to serve, right, the son of the master, right, like just like an Eved Nirtza, right? You need that pasuk already to teach me, right, that she gets gifts. Right, why does it say La Mascha Tasa Kain? Shema Min HaTorati, right? You can learn both drushes from that fact that it says Tasa Kain. Okay. Someone who is Eved Nirtza and someone who is sold to a guy, does not, if the master dies, he doesn't go to the son or the daughter, right? He doesn't go to inheritors, instead he goes free. Nirtza, right? How do you know that's true? Dichtiv Pasuk says, right, it says, and his master will put a hole through his ear, and then it is his, he should serve him forever. Right, again, only him, right? Below is a ben, below is a bas, and not for the son. Or daughter. Nimka over the kochavim yinayin. How do you know that that's true of if you sold to a guy? Amachiska amarka v'chishavim konehu v'lo im yorshe konehu. Meaning that the guy who's coming to redeem a slave who's redeeming himself from a guy, right? We cheshben out, right, with his master, with the guy who bought him, right? How much is left, right? That's only the guy who bought him, right? Not the guy who inherited, right? His what's it called? That slave. Okay. Should we go on to Goyim? Should we start with Goyim? You know, we can. It's not as long of a daf tomorrow. I guess, you know, we'll stop you over here. And by Rava, even though it's a bit of a weird two dots, but you know, Rava is going to basically have all these statements about Goyim inheriting themselves. And two dots should have probably been here. I would have put it. Okay, whatever. But I guess it was quoting the advice earlier. All right, we'll stop here and we'll go back there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.